This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The U.S. Treasury tells the Fed it wants some of its stimulus money back. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. A rift has developed with the U.S. Central Bank taking one view and the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin taking another, with Mnuchin ending a pandemic stimulus program the Fed wanted to keep going. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us here. Which of the many programs are we talking about?
Well, at issue is $450 billion allocated by Congress to fund emergency lending programs at the Fed that directly support businesses, nonprofits, and local governments. These are taxpayer-funded programs versus what the Fed usually does, which is expand or contract credit on its own, or as some like to call it, print money. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin wants the actual taxpayer money returned to the Treasury by the end of December. Now, economists consider the programs that would be shut down important because they reassure investors that the Fed is there and ready to keep money flowing. So Mnuchin's decision surprised many and prompted the Fed to issue a statement saying it would prefer the programs to continue because the central bank says they're important as a backstop for an economy that remains vulnerable.
But if that's the case, why does Mr. Mnuchin want to end these programs?
Well, he says the economy has come back from the brink and the programs are no longer needed because banks now have the lending capacity to meet borrowing needs. And there's also a question as to whether Congress intended for the programs to be going on this long, David. Mnuchin says it did not, and that the $450 billion should be returned so it can be reallocated elsewhere.
Okay, Nova, thank you. Wendy's, purveyors of squareular-shaped burgers, is buying 400 fast food joints. These places already say Wendy's on the front, but they had been owned by NPC, a bankrupt franchisee. Eating places with drive-thrus have done comparatively well during pandemic, which may be part of the logic here, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
In its filing with the SEC, Wendy's says it doesn't necessarily want to run all the nearly 400 new restaurants. It just wants to make sure a new owner doesn't turn the property into something else. That's what restaurant analyst John Gordon with Pacific Management Consulting calls a hold-and-sell strategy.
What Wendy's wants to do is to buy a couple of markets and then hold them for a small period of time and then find the best franchisee to sell them to.
Wendy's says it remains committed to keeping ownership of about 5% of the total Wendy's system. Restaurant franchisee Flynn Restaurant Group had reportedly agreed to buy the properties, but Wendy's objected to the sale because Flynn owns franchises of direct competitors. RJ Hottavy at Morningstar says for Wendy's, this is about controlling as much as possible.
I think the idea is trying to maintain as consistent as operations, if anything, and probably improve on the operations.
He says one of the reasons these franchises are on the market is that the former owner didn't invest a lot in upkeep and technology. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
All right, let's check stock index futures. Mixed this morning, Dow future down 51 points, 0.2%, but the NASDAQ future up 0.2%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks.
As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Before the pandemic, if you look by demographic, Black transgender people were the most economically challenged group of workers in the U.S. The pandemic has piled on new challenges. But on this Transgender Awareness Week, Marketplace's Erica Barris reports that added federal protections and the increase of virtual interactions this year are seen as assets.
Applying for and interviewing for a job always involves a lot of scrutiny. Your qualifications, how you present, how you sound, how you look. That scrutiny is still there during the pandemic, but remote screening seems to eliminate some bias. Victoria Kirby-Yerk is the Deputy Executive Director for the National Black Justice Coalition.
With the number of companies now doing phone screenings first as a first line of entry to limit the number of people, it's actually given trans folks some more opportunity because they're being assessed by the quality of their candidacy.
It's hard to get past that hurdle, though. Jody Herman, a scholar of public policy at UCLA's law school, says her research shows that compared to the U.S. population at large, trans people are the most likely to be unemployed or living in poverty.
And these issues are particularly worse for Black respondents and other respondents who are people of color.
For those who do land jobs, 77% of trans individuals say they've taken active steps to avoid mistreatment at work. Hundreds of companies do have discrimination policies that cover trans employees, and some have gender-neutral dress codes, unisex bathrooms. But that's often not enough, especially in the pandemic. Now, bosses and colleagues are all peering into each other's personal lives through computer screens.
Especially for individuals who are not out about their identities, we're seeing, you know, from remote work that this might be a source of anxiety.
Villanova University psychology and human resource professor Christian Thorogood. Thorogood says this summer's Supreme Court ruling clarifying that the Civil Rights Act protects gay and transgender workers from workplace discrimination may push more managers to adopt and enforce more local policies protecting trans employees. But he adds, because the pandemic is ongoing, it's hard to do research on the impact of the ruling and hard for workplaces to implement new policies. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
And big airlines had scrapped extra fees for changing domestic flights. Now, United and American will also let travelers change overseas flights without the penalty, all in a bid to attract somebody, somewhere, to get on a plane during pandemic. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison, Jay Siebold, and Ben Tolliday. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.